I think it's a win-win. It's good for them because the supplement works to reduce methane output, but it's also good because we are not looking only the methane output, but also the growth rate. So would be beneficial for their business.
So your research has shown that methane emission drops by 20% by feeding out these supplements. But what have you observed with animal growth rates?
When we measure the growth rate compared to a very high quality supplement, was similar. So there was no difference between those treatments. And that's a good achievement because the growth rate was 1.25 kilos. That means the farmers could provide hay, ad libitum hay, and provide around 3 kilos a day, considering those animals will eat 10 kilos every day. So if they provide the supplement 3 kilos a day, those animals will gain 1.25 kilos per day. That's a good response, but we are not sure compared to control because we haven't tested the performance of those animals. If we compare the supplement with a roughage-based diet without any supplement, we don't have that information to show you how much increased the growth rate. What we tested was compared to a high-quality supplement, the growth rate was similar. In our pellet is much cheaper than a very high-quality supplement. And I think that's the message.
It's always about the bottom line in farming. What is the cost difference between the high value supplement compared with what you've produced?
Well, the high quality supplement, I think, was $150 more expensive than our supplement.
But what's in the supplement? Mariana says a key ingredient is a lucerne seed byproduct.
Lucerne offal is the residue for the cleaning seeds of lucerne, around 19.8%. We also used barley on our supplement, that is 31.8%. Dried grape marc, 31.76%. Then canola oil, 0.98%, canola meal, 14.6%, and vitamin E, 0.22%. And we also include ionophore with different dose. On pasture, we included 25 milligrams per kilo of dry matter.
Now, you're not commercializing the supplement as such, but if a cattle producer wanted to look further into your research and potentially adopt some of the supplementation, how would they go about it?
So we normally, I gave some feedbacks when, like during field days, I'm happy to provide the formula. And also it's available at animal production sites. We published that paper with all the formula in February.